And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. Yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today. Today, I focus primarily on multifamily real estate investing. What is that? Well, as a passive investor, we get several passive investors together. We pool our money. This is multifamily investing in a nutshell as a passive investor. And we go purchase a distressed business. That distressed business just happens to be a multifamily apartment community, and we make it better. We improve it in many, many different ways, not just making it nice on the inside, making it nice on the outside, making it clean, making it functional, providing great place to live for great people with great management, with effective management, effective maintenance teams, and we make it just a much better place. And the little secret here is that because it's a business, it's valued on net operating income. So if you can improve net operating income, bingo, you improve the value of that asset. And that's how we grow our wealth and create cash flow. But I'm just one of the hosts of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. There's two other hosts. There's Andy Webb. He's also right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. He focuses primarily on single-family properties. I believe Andy's up to 40 to 20 different houses right now. I don't know. And he also dabbles a little bit in the multifamily side. And then we have the great Colonel Al Gordon, who you'll hear at this time on the same radio station. And Colonel Al is out of San Antonio, and he's got a little different path. He served 30 years in the United States Army, and the Army said, "Thank you, sir, for your service. Here is a mediocre pension." And Colonel Al found himself in a pickle, and he realized that that pension wasn't going to pay his financial needs, and he had to take care of himself and his family. And he eventually found his way over to Lifestyles Unlimited and learned the effective model on how to buy his life back one small piece at a time and retire himself. Colonel Al is financially free. It means he can do what he wants, when he wants, where he wants, on his terms, but he can really focus on what is meaningful in life: peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. But what is it that we do? I mentioned buying single-family rental properties, and I mentioned investing in multifamily apartment communities, which I love. I'm chasing a couple of more opportunities right now as we speak. But in a nutshell, what we do is really simple. It's so simple, it's profound. We're buying cash flow. We're buying it. We're not saving our way to wealth. That doesn't work. We have walked away from the 40 to 50 year plan of save your way to wealth, and then you'll have a giant bag of money, and then you can pull a little bit of money out of that bag each and every month. And oh, by the way, hopefully you don't outlive that bag of money and pull that last dollar out of there, and then you find yourself 90 years old and broke. That's not a good plan. We're buying cash flow today. We're changing our life today, one piece at a time, right? We call that chunking, and we stack one investment on top of two investments, on top of three investments, on top of 30 investments. I have friends that have 60 to 80, over 100 investments, each and every one providing that monthly cash flow and that annual wealth growth. Friends, it is life-changing. It is easy. It is simple. And it's what we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited. When I came, I was a real estate investor before I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. I tried to do it all on my own. I didn't know there was even educational groups out there. I struggled, but I still made money. I made a 9% return 2 years in a row. Wow, there must be something to this. I will tell you, real estate's very forgiving. So you take a guy like me who had no real estate investing skills whatsoever, and I bought that first rental property, made that 9%, but I was humble enough to stop and sit down and say, "Mike, you need to learn how to do this properly." And that's where I found Lifestyles Unlimited. They just happened to have an office in Dallas-Fort Worth. I was humble enough to go to that office and engage in their workshop and see what we do and how we do it, how we make money five ways. Imagine having an investment where you're not just making money one way, right? You buy a stock. If the stock goes up, you make money. If it goes down, you lose money. That's only one way to make money. But real estate provides us five different ways to make money on a single family property. Monthly cash flow, equity capture. We buy distressed properties. They're worth more after we fix everything. Best product, best price. We are not slumlords. Not slumlords at all. The tax advantages, don't overlook that. The tax advantages are incredible. My friends, if you took my income that I earned from real estate and it was all W-2 income, thank God it's not, I would be in the plus 40% range of taxes. Yes, Uncle Sam is a hindrance to your future. He will take your means to succeed and create wealth. No, sometimes I get money back, but when I do pay my taxes, it's single digits. You heard that right. Yes, the rules are written in our favor. Appreciation. Yes, we get appreciation on our properties each and every year. It happens. It's not the reason why we buy real estate. It just happens to be one of the ways we make money along the way. And also, don't discount mortgage pay down. We're buying to buy assets. So you see, you must invest your way to wealth. That is the ultimate paradigm. Now, when I say invest your way to wealth, I don't mean put more money in the stock market. The biggest gamble in this country outside of Las Vegas is Wall Street. It's a bet and you have no control over it. And obviously you have no inside information like the people managing your money. You're out, right? Washington, D.C. sneezes and you lose 30 or 40% of your net worth. Let me tell you what, when I invest in real estate, I don't wake up one morning and my real estate portfolio is worth 30% less. It just doesn't happen. We make money. We love real estate because we can make money through the good times and we can make money through the bad times. I'll tell you this, the bad times, and this is contrary to popular belief, actually creates more demand, not less demand, more demand for quality rental property. And yes, we provide quality property. We operate around what we call best product, best price. We don't want the nicest house in the neighborhood, but we want it to be better. We want it to be fixed up. We want it to be a fantastic product with fantastic management so that we can attract a fantastic resident to rent that property from us. But we also love real estate because all the rules as a real estate investor are written in favor of you. They're written in favor of the little guy. The little guy, I will tell you, is actually more successful, makes more money as a percentage than these giant companies that are trying to buy 2, 3, 500, 1,000 rental properties across the country. Why is that? Because real estate is local. We can be effective at ground level. We can make immediate decisions. We can make changes. We can adapt and overcome, right? There's a Marine Corps saying for you, adapt and overcome. We're quick on our feet, but the rules are written in our favor because we have a tangible investment. Number one, right? I can go touch my real estate. I can't go touch my stock. It's a piece of paper. Sure, I can drive to a corporation, but no, no, and no. We have total control. We have a tangible physical asset. That asset may be a single family property. At the end of the day, have you ever thought about what a single family home is or what a multifamily apartment community really is? An assembly of commodities. You take sticks, bricks, copper, pipe, countertops, sheetrock, shingles. You assemble those commodities, labor. Yes, labor is a commodity. And you have a single family home or a multifamily property. What always goes up in cost each and every year? Commodities. So you're investing in an assembly of commodities, a tangible asset. And along the way, you're not making money one way like you do in a stock, for instance, or your mutual fund portfolio, right? You get the annual statement and you look over at your wife. Honey, we're up this year. Congratulations. If you drill down into your portfolio statement as if you would drill down while looking at a P&L statement while running a business, you would see that hundreds of stocks were up and hundreds were down, and you just happened to be on the good side that year. On the ones that were down, friends, you lost money. do not lose money. Drill down into that and look at it, and then you will see the light. But we're making money five ways as real estate investors. That's one thing that I love about it. We actually make money six ways when we invest in a multifamily property. But those five ways are cash flow, equity capture, mortgage pay down each and every month, appreciation pretty much each and every year. Don't count on it, but typically over time, a real estate asset, a single family home, for instance, will double in value every 10 years. You see this. What'd your parents pay for their house? What's that house worth today? Now you have the understanding of appreciation. And don't overlook those tax advantages, my friends. They are incredible. I have as much phantom loss each and every year that offsets my gains. Is this a beautiful country or what? And I show when I do my taxes, I do them properly. And they say, guess what, Mr. Harrison? You're getting money back this year, or we're reducing your tax burden to single digits. Yes, the tax advantages. But at the end of the day, we're buying assets and we're buying cash flow. More on the other side.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Want to retire in 5 years or less? You can do it, just like Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa.
So we started passively. It was on vacation is when we realized we really need to take the plunge and be more active in this. Just because I'm an educator, I wanted to really know what I was doing. So it was just education on my part is really big. And I'm like, well, I could do that.
Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. You have any questions or comments for me, or just want to know where to get started, I'm here to help. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. I'm here to help, and I'm going to answer a question from one of our listeners momentarily. I'll get to that in just a second. But who am I? I'm a real estate investor in both single family properties, real estate properties, cash flow and real estate properties. I started with houses, and I've since graduated to the majority of apartment communities now. I really like being a passive investor, something I can be a part of. It's really just mailbox money, right? I review the business plan. I find an investment that I like that suits my strategy. And so I basically write my check. You don't write a check anymore. You wire the funds. But metaphorically, I write that check. I hand it off to the lead investor and boom, then I'm out. I still have voting rights, but I'm not doing everything. The lead investor is running that asset. He's running the management team that oversees that apartment community. He's handling essentially the syndication, right? That's where all of us, and there may be 20 passive investors in one property, and there may be 200 in another property, but we're investing for that quarterly dividend, that cash flow. We're investing as the value of that asset is being improved, and then we realize that value at a future date. And so when that property, that investment finally realizes, and we'll realize it through either a refinance, which is really just a loan, but you know what that loan is? It's tax-free. Hey, Mike, we did a refi. Here's $45,000 of your initial investment back. Have a nice day. Do with it what you will. Well, I always reinvest it because I like to build that cash flow snowball and stack these investments on top of one another. Or, Mike, we took a vote. Everybody voted to sell the property. And congratulations, you'll be getting 185% gain on the sale of this property after we return your initial investment to you. Thank you. Do with it what you will. Now, that may create a capital gain event, right? We're going to owe taxes on that money. But if we have enough other investments that have depreciation and depreciation carries over, when I talk about how great the tax benefits are, that passive income is offset by passive losses. Now, they're phantom losses, right? Because we are using depreciation. So it's a phantom loss. It's not a real loss, but you may get a statement called a K-1, and it may say, Mike, we paid you $5,000 in dividends this year in cash flow, but we are depreciating the asset at $20,000. So it's a $20,000 loser, makes my income tax-free. Is it a beautiful country or what? But we're also able to carry that depreciation over against all earnings. So when we do sell that property, I've never paid 20% capital gains. I have paid taxes at the end of the year, but my total tax burden is always, always, always in the single digits. Knock on wood, is this a great country or what? If that was W-2 income, I'd be in the plus 40% range. So today, if I get a chance to hit the second question, I will. But I've got a couple of questions from our listeners. One is how much to invest really to hit a particular annual cash stream. You'll have to follow me through because it's a couple of emails. We had some back and forth in this conversation. But I get emails, and our other host, Andy Webb, Mal Gordon, get emails, and we all have different perspectives. Whenever you do have a question regarding real estate, I do encourage you to ask several people. Don't just ask one person. Get some different perspectives. I can share my background for you new listeners. I was a corporate America guy. I was a mid-level manager. I oversaw anywhere from 100 to 120 million in sales annually. And what did I do as that corporate America guy? I had the IRA. I had the 401k. When I decided to invest in real estate prior to getting an effective education with Lifestyles Unlimited, all my money was tied up in these accounts. I didn't have a couple hundred grand sitting in my checking account. Why didn't I? Because we're taught anytime you get extra money, you feed the retirement plan. And that's what I did for a couple of decades, many, many years. So when I first started buying real estate, I did it in a self-directed IRA. I set it up. It's very easy to set up today, but it was difficult back then. They weren't accepting really. The email was kind of clunky, and so everything was pretty much manual paperwork, mail it back, get it set up. But guess what I don't have today? And I don't recommend the self-directed IRA. Let me get that out there right now. And there's several shows that will tell you why that's one of the most... I'm happy that you're deciding to invest in real estate, but it's a very ineffective way, primarily because you don't get the benefits. Your IRA gets the benefits, and you lose a lot of other benefits when you do it within an IRA. All right, here's an email. I'm going to withhold the name from this gentleman. It's a conversation I've been having with a member out of Austin, Texas. And his initial email is, Hi, Mike, I heard you on your recent radio show talking to an individual with $2 million to invest, how they can make $150,000 to $200,000 a year. I've heard Dell make a similar reference, and I'm curious what that plan looks like, a high-level overview. And if you don't know who Dell is, Dell Walmsley's the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. The email goes on. I've been a solid preferred member for a year. I have $500,000 in passive deals, just sold my franchise. In the process of selling my house, I'll have another $1.5 million to invest and leverage with LU deals, LU syndications, trying to figure out how to get to $150,000 to $200,000 a year. What's that model? Okay, first of all, he mentions he's a preferred member. That's the preferred investor group. That's our upper level model. And in responding to this, the majority of my money is passively as a passive apartment investor. What am I earning on my investments? And I'll just tell you from my personal view, my investments annually are earning 15 to 25% per year, okay? Once annualized. The first year is usually quite a bit more, but let's say we hold that asset for 3 to 5 years if I annualize it, right? I bought something 3 years ago, held it for 3 years, sold it. When I divide that by three, I'm earning 15 to 25% on the average of my investments. I have some that are earning many, many more. Now, what is my cash flow? Remember, we're making money six ways in a multifamily property. But what is that cash flow piece? My cash flow piece of my investments is 5 to 8% per year. Okay, 5 to 8%. That's the average. I have a few that do better. And when the deal runs full cycle with either a refinance or a sale, that's when we get that windfall. And that's how our annualized returns are much, much greater than 15% most of the time. You can easily do that. So if you took 25% of $2 million, well, that's $500,000 a year. But the listener clarified it. He basically got back to me. He says, I understand and I see how you're making that, but I want just my cash flow piece. Again, remember, we make money six ways in multifamily, but he wants just this one way to be $150,000 to $200,000 annualized. So he wants that cash flow. So the listener clarified that he's seeking the cash flow. My previous response, again, that's a net worth growth. My cash flow is only 5 to 8%, but the entire net worth is growing 15 to 25%. I hope you follow me. A lot of times your net worth is unrealized, right? It's in this asset that you purchased, and it's going to realize at a later date. Okay, so cash flow, again, is only one way. We're earning money in these other ways, the tax advantages, like I said, the appreciation, the mortgage pay down. Tax advantages, just real quick, I have a friend that's a real estate investor. One year, he showed me where he made $2 million in real estate income. And when he did his taxes, you know what his taxes were? He got $28,000 back. It's because you're depreciating your assets. You're showing a phantom loss. And again, we teach that, but don't underestimate the tax implications. All right, how do we get this listener to 150K to 200,000? Like I said, 5 to 8% on average. So he's going to need more than $2 million. He's going to need $3 to $4 million invested if he just wants to invest passively, right? Passive is great. We go about our life and I get a check quarterly. I'm not involved in the day-to-day management of that investment. So if he wants to invest passively, you're not going to make $150,000 to $200,000 a year. You're going to make that 5 to 8%. So you're going to need $3 to $4 million, okay? But can this listener still get there by investing in real estate? Absolutely. This listener is going to need to become an IRO, independent rental owner. I have my certification, my IROP, as they call it. I took the class, passed the test. I am IROP certified. Yes, you can buy an apartment community yourself, and this listener has the money to do it. An independent rental ownership of a multifamily property. And let me clarify this. What is a multifamily property? Anything that has five units or more is considered a multifamily property. It is a business. Anything with four units, right? A triplex, a fourplex, a duplex, or a single family property is classified essentially as a single family property. So you may have a fourplex, but you can't classify it as a business, as an apartment community. It just doesn't work that way. And there's different metrics to measure the value of single family properties versus apartment communities, because at the end of the day, an apartment is a business, and a business is valued on net operating income. The value of your duplex is not valued on net operating income. It's valued on what duplexes in that neighborhood are selling for, price per square foot. I think most people are familiar with that, right? The home you live in is valued at price per square foot, right? We all understand that. A business, very important, is valued on net operating income. If you buy an apartment community and the net operating income of that apartment community is only $50,000 a year, and you go in and you fix it up and you make it nice and you make it better and you improve the unit inside, right? Maybe you put granite countertops in there, you put high-end appliances, you're going to be able to rent that property for more. But you've got to have a nice place to attract a nice resident. So you've got to fix everything. Maybe the management is poor, right? We're all familiar with apartment communities where the manager doesn't care, the maintenance staff can't fix anything, won't fix anything, doesn't fix anything, is constantly all this turnover within that. If you're a good business manager and you go in and you put a great team in there, you've improved the management. And if I'm living in a place, I want solid management. If I have an issue that needs a maintenance person to come address that issue, I want a response. I'm not saying you need to be at my door in 10 minutes, but hey, Mike, I saw your email. Your AC is on the fritz. We will have someone out this afternoon. Or we're looking at our schedule. I can't get someone out in the morning. I have a response and I can work around that. That is an active management team. But an independent rental ownership provides the best returns in real estate, but it also provides something that you don't get as a passive investor, and that's active participation on your end. What can someone make as an independent going out and buying their own apartment community? That 15 to 25% return in that is a good estimate, okay? Often more in cash flow alone, okay? So I'm making 15 to 25% as a passive when you combine the six ways we make money and you annualize it. But if you go out and buy your own apartment community, a 15 to 25% in cash flow alone is a good average. Now, again, you're going to need to get educated. This is upper level investment. We have that education piece. We have members that are independent rental owners. Several of them I call my friends that own apartment communities. You have $1 to $2 million to invest, and you can leverage that and easily buy your own apartment community. Don't overlook the education piece, though. You need to go in and know what you're doing. You can join Lifestyles Unlimited, and the education piece is there. So yes, if you're owning the entire asset yourself, you don't have partners in the deal, and you're active, all the returns are going to come to you. So the cash flow piece is greater, but the appreciation is all in your favor. The forced appreciation is all in your favor. The mortgage pay down is all in your favor. The tax advantages, 100%. Again, you don't have partners, all in your favor. So while you're going to make that $150 to $200 a year that you're seeking, but I'm going to tell you, if you go out and buy an apartment community yourself, your net worth is going to grow exponentially. I would expect that you can double that $2 million every 3 years, if not faster than that. So you're going to have $2 million to invest, and then $4 million to invest, and then $8 million to invest. So I can see you outgrowing that $150,000 to $200,000 a year cash flow that you're looking for, but it's gonna take that IRO path, okay? It's definitely. I do have another question that I'd like to get to. I'm probably going to have to hit it on the next show, but it's really about the question of pulling money out of your 401k and IRA to invest, okay? Now, I know that that is sacrilegious to many of you out there because you have been conditioned your entire life that the end-all, be-all to retirement is the 401k and the IRA. I'm here to tell you that is the most failed, glorified savings plan out there. And people are finding out. My generation, I'm Gen X, are going to find out the tough way. Quite frankly, why? Because you cannot save your way to financial freedom. You're going to need more money when you retire than you live on today. Things will only be more expensive 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now. So am I a believer of pulling your money out of IRAs and 401ks into cash flowing assets? 100%. And you're listening to somebody who did it themselves. I had $400,000 combined in these various accounts, pulled them out over time, started purchasing single family properties. This was several years ago, and absolutely changed my life, changed my financial trajectory. So yes, I don't believe in the 401k or the IRA. I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.